This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in. Happy Monday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you.
Shout out to everybody who's not yet drowning.
What? Wait, what?
On the way in? What do they call? What's this weather called?
Atmospheric river?
That's right. Yeah. It started, I guess, during or after, right after the game against the Hornets. My drive home after the TV show that night, I hydroplaned for about 100 feet, and my butt was so puckered, I could have cut steel.
Yeah.
There's...
Oh, that's a visual.
Yeah. Yeah. It was... There is nothing... There is, like, in a car, there is nothing that freaks me out more, and there's not much that bothers me than the hydroplane. When you really, you're like full on, you have zero control.
Oh, Jesus, driving that car.
And the car just floats on top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Buddy.
Yep.
I want no part of that, but yeah.
Shake and bake!
Shake and bake, baby.
Yeah. No, it was a river, and then on the way in today, people were doing like 35 on I-5. And I was like, guys, please move out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
We're going uphill. We have proper drainage.
Just move
to the side.
Find the right.
Yeah.
Find the right.
I get it. It's hard to see because it's a lot of rain. But if you're that scared, either A, stay off the road, B, stay to the right.
Dude, I'm a proponent of drive to your abilities. But if your abilities are, I'm going 20 miles under the speed limit,
Stay home.
The awareness of there are people who have abilities different than me and vehicles different than mine and tires that are far newer than mine, maybe.
And lo and behold,
I don't even know.
Two of them are Prius in front of me.
Oh,
yeah, it's just.
Yeah. Well,
it's a stereotype for a reason.
Can't win them all. Yeah, I'd like to really just give a heartfelt thank you to the geniuses that decided that the end of February in the state of Oregon is the time to start outdoor soccer.
Spring soccer season, huh?
Dude.
Yeah.
I've
done that the last few years.
The tent isn't even workable at that point, like a little prop up, because the wind's blowing sideways.
I kid you not. We got three soccer games going on, right? And my daughter's out there just playing the entire time, just soaking, just like it, just drenched.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden,
looks like a wet dog.
From the other field, and they're like, hey, whoa, make sure you guys can't have that pop up tent there on your sideline. It's not weighted down properly. We got our own. Really nice of them. Mm-hmm. Really nice. We're about midway through the first half, and from the other field It's like watching the inflatables at a kid's party get just taken up. Here comes the tent just barrel rolling over the field. I'm
guess
like,
it wasn't
oh,
properly weighted.
Somebody's going to get taken out by this thing. And then, oh, no. You want to know what the weight was? That was just a weapon. That thing was still attached to the bottom of it, and it comes flying off. Luckily, no children were hurt in this, but I'm just going, this is great. This is why we soccer. So, yeah, that's brilliant. End of February, great weather. Great weather.
Yeah, we didn't even get the first day of spring. Well, I guess like a half day of fake spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be coming.
We had one. Was it Friday? Friday was a kind of nice day, I think.
Here?
Yeah. We had like one. Like it was like 55.
I missed it. Yeah. Well, it was warm. Yeah. I will give credit to the weather.
It was mildly cloudy, but it was warm.
Yesterday was like warm, but just rain. Rain. Wind.
Nothing like that warm water falling on you.
Oh my gosh. I think that now that we have turf everywhere, I mean it's doable in that regard.
Do they just brush it off?
What off?
Water? Well, I mean, no, that's what I'm saying.
It's just standing.
Oh, so
yeah, the ball. Yeah, that ball
don't move.
No, it hydroplanes like your car. Oh, Nobody knows where that thing is going.
Oh God, it reminds me when we first started lacrosse team at Beaverton. We played at Highland Park Middle School, and down the street from Beaverton, and that field is basically what our football field used to be like at Beaverton, where it's basically like 3 inches of mud and then an inch of sand. And we played a game against Glenclough. And every time a shot was fired down low or a pass was dropped, the ball would disappear.
Yeah, plugs, dude.
And it was just like when you would go to like actually scoop, you would get like a pound of mud with you. And it was just like, why are we playing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's because it's February and March and
in Oregon
it rains a lot.
A lot of dirt. A
lot.
Oh, where it can be real fun too is the power line park fields over in our neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So water does not do well there.
So right over by my house, yeah. It's great. It's the best.
Mm.
So hey, yeah, we got that started.
As Oregonians like to say, it makes the trees green. Good for the trees.
I am a big proponent of that. I say that all the time.
There's enough water in the last 2 days to keep the trees green for the rest of the year.
Mother Nature, settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? Yeah. I am big on the, hey, whatever, we live in Oregon, it rains, what do you expect? Duh. Keeps our trees green, we sign up for it. Yeah, it's a little much now.
Yeah, we don't need the mudslides up on the West Hills roads either.
Yeah.
That's not helping things much.
Yeah, it is supposed to get sunny this week. The Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Says, bruvs. Ooh, do we have a British listener? Bruv.
Hey, bruv.
Middle of this week, supposed to be 62 and sunny. Spring into spring. I don't know if that man is British, but I read his text that way. I've got 62 and cloudy on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 59 on Thursday, Friday.
I mean, that's...
That's beauty, dude.
That's fake spring right there.
I'm in. Looking at the
rain tracker at PDX.
Mm.
Yesterday was 3/4 of an inch of rain. It's a lot of rain.
Is that all?
It's a lot of rain.
Bigger.
It did feel.
Well, again, this is at PDX.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's not how big the rainfall is; it's how it comes down.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's how they use the rain, and it just seemed isolated on everywhere we were driving.
Well,
if you were outside
over the past 24 hours at our location right here, it's 1.15 inches. You can actually. That's kind of cool. A little tool. You can like actually track it like within a little area.
See, I would imagine wherever the highest is during my daughter's soccer game yesterday. Just going to throw that one out there.
Yeah, Newburgh, where I'm at, 1.33.
Yeah. Huh.
So it has been pouring out there. See, let's go out to your neck of the woods.
Yep.
I
was downtown Portland yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you're a little over an inch.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey. Seemed like it all came down right at once. And then this is the beauty of Oregon and living in the state of Oregon. If you are outside and it will rain, I kid you not, we got home, sun popped out. It was sunny for like hour and a half, 2 hours.
That sounds about right.
Yep. God bless it. Ah, hot weather talk. Here we go.
Hot weather.
Well, it was an atmospheric river. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about that when I was hydroplaning the other night. I'm like, what is this thing called again that's going to kill me?
Mm. Atmospheric river. Okay. That's what's going to kill you, bud.
Yep.
That's what's going to do it to you. All right. We're partying on YouTube, youtube.com/1080amthefan, twitch.tv/1080amthefan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and of course, 1080, where you always listen to us. I hope you all entered that slam for Vegas.
Yeah.
That's over now.
It's over.
It's over. You can no longer enter, but still listen.
Hopefully one of you P1s out there win.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dope trip.
Yeah. I would love to go.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. You know, the cash doesn't hurt either.
Mm-mm. Okay. We will double it.
But while we're down there.
By the end of the first game. I have a full proof.
Foolproof ran?
5-star gold lock.
Stone cold lead pipe lock here.
Just put it all in black.
Bingo.
You know, I've never played roulette.
Bingo. Really?
Yeah.
I played roulette one time in my life.
Mm.
One time.
I've watched people play craps, but I've never played craps either.
I was having myself a night. It was our last night in Vegas. Mm. And I was with a large group of buddies, and we were walking through the MGM. And it was one of those things where you have like that, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do this.
Mm.
I was on the phone with my dad before I went down to Vegas, and he was like, hey, just make sure you got to put 22 on 22 because that was both of our numbers. So I put $22 on 22. It hit and we went crazy.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. And there was
That's
this
awesome.
There was this old, I walked up to the table and I got my $22 in chips and I just go put it on 22. And this old Asian gentleman was the only other man playing. And he looked at me and he was wearing sunglasses. He put him down like on his nose and like leaned in and looked at me like he was reading my soul.
Mm.
And he was like, yep. He put like $100 on it.
Oh,
this dude was just there to play. Like he was like a pro. And
I like the cut of your jib, friend.
Yeah. We go crazy. This man is stone faced still. Like, yeah, that's just what I do.
Mm.
When drunk idiots come up, I get a read on them. Yeah. And I get
Same thing at the mojo.
I get their juju, and if I feel it, I'm betting on it. It was an incredible night.
Gotta love when that happens.
Oh, man. But
Vegas, baby.
That's the only time I've played roulette.
Yeah, never.
One time.
I don't think I'll
ever play again.
No, I mean, stay out on top. Like, that's the way to go. Like, the only time I've ever actually like been cognizant of, like, oh, there's a roulette table, it was at the Wynn, where meetings with, you know, NBA folks are right there. So it's the kind of the high roller area. And I'm like, I'm not putting any money on that table.
No.
It's when you see some of the minimums in those areas, you're like, what? No, yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
I want no part of that.
I'm out. All right. Well, let's get this show on the road, shall we?
I guess.
All right. We got some sports that we need to support. The worst day on the web might have been the easiest of all time.
Mm.
I mean, it's Steve Smith.
Mm.
Did you see Steve Smith this week? Oh, you don't know the Steve Smith story?
No, I missed it.
Oh, boy.
I had to catch up on it. Oh, boy.
You missed the Steve Smith Sr. story?
No.
Wait till 1:30, my friend.
Oh.
I mean, you're going to have... I want you to...
Oh.
Now, I have the details, so... I almost want you to fly blind into that one.
Okay, I won't click it.
I want you...
I have the general gist of it, but...
Ooh, buddy.
For a second there, I thought you were going to go with the Tim Hardaway Sr. one.
No, I was... No, I was... I was knee-deep in Steve Smith Sr. recon over the weekend, because this story is bonkers.
Mm.
All right. So we have that today. We've got, it's combine week.
It is.
The National Foosball League is having their combine in Indianapolis.
Underwear Olympics underway.
That's right.
Well, it's just medicals today, right?
No, it's, I think it's just like getting into town and you're getting your undies today. And then you wear your undies over the next handful of days. But we got some news coming out of that. There's a player that's not going to be throwing at the combine.
Dun, dun, dun.
We have cowards of the week in the NFL. I cannot get behind this. And I will not get behind this.
Prefer
this. So we got to get to that. And is the sixth man of the year a local?
Mm-hmm.
Got that question. But where we got to start, how about those Blazers over the weekend?
Pretty good.
There is no level of tanking that would have taken out the Charlotte Hornets.
Negative. Negative.
They could have scored a bajillion. They almost did it. Next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Portland Trail Blazers set a franchise record over the weekend with a 141-88 victory over the Charlotte Hornets. It is the largest margin of victory in Blazers history. 53 points.
We were sitting in media row.
Holy balls.
And it was getting out of hand, and sitting there with Hyken and a couple others, and I was like, I don't think they're going to have a chance to really to get to the 50 piece.
Oh, like, oh.
We're going to have a whole quarter of garbage time. Like, you know, it's going to be, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only did they get out there and you know, hold their own, Jabari Walker said, I'm going to bury you.
Yeah, Jabari Walker, holy crap. He goes for 20 and 14. And it was almost like they're like, we got to play somebody. Let's put Jabari out there.
Jabari was working as the ball handler in DHOs.
Lord.
Like, that's where this game got to. But I think the more important thing is, like, how this game started. And this game started with Tumani Kamara making LaMelo Ball look like a high schooler.
LaMelo Ball, watching him, is watching the most hollow stat hunter of all time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it looks like. Like, he looks like a player. Remember in the early 2000s when that was like the big issue that people had with the NBA, was the fact that you had a bunch of guys just playing a bunch of me ball.
Yeah.
And people didn't like that. And it turned them away from the game.
The and one-ification of the NBA.
Yeah. And everybody blamed Allen Iverson, though that was flawed.
Yeah, it was flawed because Allen Iverson was the only guy on his basketball team capable of scoring.
Yeah. Yeah. And Allen Iverson was always like, I'm just going to take what they give me, and what they're giving me is letting me just run right by you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really damn good at it.
Well, again, you know, he's in a lineup with guys like Aaron McKee and Dikembe Mutombo.
Don't forget Eric Snow, dude.
Eric Snow. Yeah. Yeah, those
Jeff McGinnis.
Yeah, those are your starters, folks.
Let's go, baby.
Blazers legend Jeff McGinnis.
Yeah, hey. That's right. That's right. But watching LaMelo just be put in hell by Tumani Kamara early in that game, and then him just refusing to say, maybe this matchup isn't for me. Boy, that was hell. And now you have, against Indiana and Charlotte, Tyrese Halliburton and LaMelo Ball are combined 1 of 13 from the field against Tumani Kamara.
I mean, it was just, it wasn't just that LaMelo was bad. It was that he couldn't get anything on Tumani, and the mm-hmm. stuff that he threw up was god-awful.
Yep.
And then when he got off the ball, two was like, I'm going to make your life hell. And he's going chest to chest with him, denying the ball 40 feet away. And I'm just there watching. I'm not even watching the rest of the action. I'm just watching what Tumani is doing to LaMelo Ball. And I'm just like, LaMelo Ball wants nothing. Like, mm-mm. He put his hands on his hips and just stood there, like, whatever. And he did, it wasn't just like a level of ambivalence. Tumani Kamara just took him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're not, no, you don't get to play basketball.
It was a thing of beauty. His whole game, like, start to finish, though, was a thing of beauty. Tumani Kamara by himself tied the franchise record for individual plus minus in a game, plus 45. That's incredible. 20 points
in 28 minutes,
10 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, 2 blocks.
Yeah, it was two's first 20-10-5 game of his career. It was his first 15-10-5 game of his career. Shot the cover off. I asked Chauncey Billups after the game, you know, what it is that, you know, that's what's different about two, that he could have the defensive burden that he does. And when I say defensive burden, not just covering the best guy, it's the amount of work and effort he puts in. You know, Second Spectrum is the tracking company that does that has all the cameras in the building, and that data that comes out of that. Tumani Kamara has the highest workload in the NBA, and that covers how much ground he covers, but also he has what's called the highest acceleration load and highest deceleration load. That means he's stopping and starting more than anybody.
I also feel like a guy who is that aggressive as a defender, you mentioned 40 feet chest-to-chest with LaMelo Ball. The fact that he only has 3 fouls per game.
Yes. Being that physical and taking that many charges, like, it's impressive. Well, he's earned the respect of officials. He has. He
and
is
in year two.
He is on the all defensive team level of respect. Remember, like, Tony Allen mm-hmm. used to grab the living hell out of everyone?
Yeah.
But it was because he was such a good defender. It's like being a great scorer. Like, you know, Austin Reeves. Why he gets to the free throw line? Because he gets the respect, because he drives all the time and he flops like crazy. Like, it's you earn that by kind of tricking the officials and making it, you do so much of it that you just get to the point where, like, you have to. You have to recognize it.
There was no level of tanking the Blazers could have done to lose to that Hornets team.
God, no.
I mean, you pull Tumani, maybe that game starts a little bit different if Tumani isn't playing. But that was never going to be in the cards for this team.
That's fair. But also, it wasn't just LaMelo. Mark Williams wanted nothing to do with Donovan Klingon. Donovan only finished, I think, with like 8-5.
Yeah.
But Mark Williams and any other big, anybody who wanted to go down the middle, Donovan was just bumping and chucking and just making sure nothing got there. It was
in another 20 minute game for him. Now it was a blowout. You don't need to play him.
Don't run. They're about to go on a 7-game road trip. But if your
worry is that his gas, I mean, that's when you're going to get it. That's when you're going to start getting your legs is in games right now, right? If you're worried that he can't play 28 minutes a night, right?
Which I don't think he's up to. I think you're getting anywhere between 22 to 24 on any given night. Now, can he get to 30? Yes, but you're going to have him in stretches where he's not really playing offense. And he's going to have to pick and choose his moments of like when he's super aggressive, and he's always going to rest on offense. He's never going to rest on defense. He's not. That's not what he is. And that's what I love about him. But I get what you're saying. But I think they're just measuring his load, his activity, to make sure that they aren't overtaxing him, but also trying to get him his win. I try to explain this to people in the sense of like just how big Donovan is. And we've talked about this off air. The whole idea of like. Guys his size, there have been 14 players in NBA history his size to register a 30-minute-per-game season. It doesn't happen.
No. And that's why I didn't go to the 30-minute threshold or even in a game like that. But you at some point, you want to see, we're 57 games in now, you want to see that be like, all right, we're going to push him to kind of see where he's at. Whether you need him on the floor or not, you'd like to see those minutes. That's so far in the rearview mirror of that game, and you just look at a one-off game. You would just want to see those moments where you're starting to push him up a little bit further and further, because there's no way to get that experience, like what you were saying, the picking and choosing your times, when to do that, unless you're on the floor, gaining your lungs, gaining your time. Like where I'm looking at Luka on the TV right now, Luka Doncic, it's like he always would say, dude, I'll get my win when I start playing.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm interested to see tonight, and I think they always want to make sure they have like a good matchup for him, like
Walker Kessler,
and that's the thing. He's playing Walker Knight, who's basically his looper.
Okay,
like I want to
see Kessler playing.
I think he's going to go.
The he was questioned. ESPN has him listed as out.
Oh, is he out now?
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
Not
Walker Kessler. That's a bummer. Womp womp womp. Because he was questionable.
They don't want to win.
Well, somehow they keep finding ways. They just beat Houston.
Yeah.
Keontae George and Isaiah Collier just carved them up.
Yeah, but they're 2-8 over their last 10. And they're probably sitting there saying, yeah, we just beat Houston. We can't have this happen. Yeah. Walker, take a seat, bud.
You're probably not wrong. Usually they typically do that with the other 7-foot wide guy, Lowry.
But then do it both. Pull that ripcord. One thing, though, that is interesting, we started this with Tumani Kamara, and I think it's a worthwhile conversation of, okay, this is not a fluke of what we're seeing. You mentioned he's already got the respect of the officials, and the bar just continues to keep climbing with a guy like Tumani Kamara. I saw that you were having some back and forth with folks on Twitter about what he profiles as, and we're only
the path that he could possibly be on.
We're only 1 2/3 of a way through his career. Mm-hmm. What could we see from a Tumani Kamara? We'll get to that after Rust with SportsCenter. Tumani Kamara is having a phenomenal start to his career, and not very many people see it because the Blazers are not on national television. One time this year, and that's already in the rearview mirror.
That's it.
And then, what was it, two times last year? Was it twice last year?
No, just the Bucks game last year.
Just the Bucks game? Mm-hmm. I thought they flexed
They had an NBA TV game.
Oh.
It wasn't national.
Great. But Tumani Kamara is playing at such a ridiculous level that the comparisons that he is getting, I think when everybody looks at him initially, you go, oh, he wears number 33. Oh, he has the big wristband that he wears on his arm. Oh, his movements and size, he's jacked out of his gourd. Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen,
yeah,
right?
You go, I mean, the physical profile is very, very similar.
The fact that he loves Scottie Pippen too. When you watch stylistically the style of his game, it kind of plays like a couple other stars that are pretty lofty comparisons, But I want to see kind of, because I saw this back and forth you were having on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And dude, I wasn't arguing.
You were not. No. You definitely weren't on the toilet. You were at a computer because you popped up some graphs. I don't think you can do that from your John, but... I
can.
Actually, I don't want to.
I can.
I will just never touch your computer ever. But Kawhi Leonard and Jimothy Butler, yes. Are those probably the best comps for Tumani Kamara?
So based on EPM, estimated plus minus, it's the most accurate catch-all as far as predictive nature. If you stack Kawhi Leonard, Tumani Kamara, Jimmy Butler all on the same graph, it's very similar at where they are at their points in their career in games played. The difference is that obviously those guys all came in much younger than two.
Mm-hmm.
And so the development curve is going to be different, right? It doesn't say that two can't keep developing and couldn't be on that trend. Like, he's very, very similar to Jimmy. Kawhi is above that curve. Kawhi's curve is
ridiculous.
Nuts. But what you've seen two do, I'm not putting ceilings on players in general, but I have, you know, guardrails of like where I think a player is going to be. I thought two would be a very good 3-and-D guy after last year. I was like, okay, could he possibly get some all defensive votes in his career? Probably. Now, if he doesn't make second team all defense this year, I'm going to be pissed.
He should be. He should be with the way that
he's one
played.
Of the 10 best defenders in the NBA, and I've had that echoed to me by basically every scout that comes in the building.
Now, the biggest issue, though, with the All-NBA teams, the All-Defensive team...
Positionless.
It is positionless, and it's the media that votes on it, and we just mentioned you have one national television game that a lot of the people
flip side
that,
of this is,
vote.
Though... Whether you listen to Hoop Collective with Windhorse and Bontemps and McMahon, or you listen to Bill Simmons with Russillo, or you listen to the guys on The Ringer, which we'll be joined by Justin Verrier on Thursday. The guy who gets all the love when they talk about Portland for 20 seconds, it's two. It's
not, oh, it should be.
It's not Scoot. It's not Shaden. It's Denny to an extent. It's two. It's two hands down. It was like, this Tumani Kamara guy, who is this dude? Because... even when he doesn't have a big scoring night, even if it's 10, 12 points, his defensive impact is real. Like, it's out there. It's not like Dyson Daniels where he's, like, leading the league in steals to a level like we haven't seen in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But what he does both individually and the team concept, you feel it. And there's only so many wing defenders in the NBA that can do that. It's the OG Anunobis. It's the twos. It's Dyson Daniels. It's and Ausar Thompson. Like, those five guys... those are probably your best five wing defenders in the NBA. Like, two is on the short list of best wing defenders in the entire league.
I will...
Lou Dort as well.
Yeah, the Dortcher chamber? Mm-hmm. You kidding me? Hells yeah, he is.
Dort's going to get Defensive Player of the Year votes.
And, you can look at the metrics through the first, whatever. We're at 127 games of Monty Carr's
career. He's moving up to his 150-game mark by basically the end of the season.
When you look at... we have a very small sample size. What you see, though, is a guy that no matter what, as of right now, this is why I think the gunning for the play-in and not pulling a page out of the 76ers playbook of what they're doing right now, which is they're sitting there going, shoot, we are currently, they're in 12th in the East right now, the 76ers are.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they are shutting down Joel Embiid.
I'd be shocked if they didn't.
They've lost 7 in a row. They've lost 9 of their last 10 games. This is where you go, if you could get a young star to pair next to Tumani Kamara, that is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
You need to have it. Like, because he is on a second-round contract, which means after this year, they only have him for 2 more years. Mm-hmm. Then he hits free agency. And you sit there, if there's not a star to play alongside... you tell me that the bag won't be coming for a guy like Tumani Kamara from teams across the NBA.
Yeah.
You're damn right they will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, like, this year being a lost year of, we lost too many games. We're still going to gun for that 10 seed. That's where it doesn't sit well for a lot of Blazer fans because you have that number. He is exactly what Damian Lillard needed.
Yeah. Look,
100%.
I'll say it flat out. Dame has told me. He would have killed to have a guy like Tumani.
Well, for 9 years of Dame's career in Portland, he wanted a guy like that because the first two he had Wesley friggin' Matthews.
And Nick Batum.
And those two guys right there, they were outstanding.
Yeah, they were exactly what he needed.
And right now you have that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the Dame, though.
No.
And you, as good as Tumani, we just went over what the profile could be if he maximizes, yeah, right? Which is like Jimmy Butler at the very tippy-tippy top. And you're not saying that he's Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard. I'm not saying he's Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard.
Just looking at the games played and kind of the trajectory he's on like a Jimmy Butler light path.
But
Jimmy Butler light is a really good freaking player to have.
It's a great player to have. And if you don't have a star to pair him with, you not only lose that window of having a star right now, you lose the window of Tumani Kamara potentially as well.
Here's two over the last 15 games. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1.6 steals. He is shooting 57-51-84. He's shooting 51% from three over his last 15 games on almost 4 attempts a game.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's again, pretty good.
Two's not going to be that good of a shooter. No one is. But two's going to be probably a 37-38% three-point shooter. Like, I'm comfortable. I talked about his jump shot before they went on the last trip. A couple games before they went on the trip before the break. And I was like, man, you haven't really, like, retooled your jump shot. You've just refined it. He goes, yeah, no. He's like, working with the assistant coaches and John Townsend, the shooting coach. He goes, I've just, like, worked to, like, make sure my base is really good. Make sure I'm consistent. Make sure I'm not rushing. Making sure, like, I'm always in the right. Like, if you're a watch, remember the thing we kind of criticized Shaden and really Scoot for last year was not being ready when the ball got to his hands. Just watch two off ball, knees bent, butt down, hands up, ready, basically all the time when he's working as a spacer.
Yeah, we saw a lot of times last year. You know, this is something that we talked about a lot. Is Tumani Kamara for large stretches of games last season would just go stand in the corner and not, like, he was like an afterthought to what they were doing offensively. And to the point of what you're just talking about, you see that he may not be the focal point, but that always be ready.
And
he's there.
And the Blazers are finding ways to work him more into the offense. This is something I've kind of tracked with Chauncey Billups throughout the season. I'm like, hey, like, what other areas are you trying to get too involved in? And you've seen him work more as a screener. You've seen him work as a role man. I mean, he's had a couple, over the last 10 games, he's had like 8 or 9 vicious dunks as the role man. And it puts kind of defenses in a bind, because two actually is a pretty good screener too, because I think people forget that Tumani Kamara was a 4 and a 5 in college. Like, that's him and Daron Holmes at Dayton were kind of their bigs. They played kind of a smaller big, like 2'6", 8'6", 9 guys. And that's why, number one, he's a great rebounder for a wing. He's right there with Denny as being one of the best rebounding wings in the league. And so, like, there's all these little things that they can kind of work him in. I don't think he's ever going to have the on-ball juice anywhere near a guy like Jimmy or Kawhi, because their handles were just so much better. But working as a secondary or tertiary guy, I'm very interested to see, like, kind of what they can do and where they can kind of put him in little wrinkles and stuff like that. Because even if he just tightens his handle a little bit and you get him in a switch on a smaller guy, two knows how to leverage his strength in his frame. Like, that's something he knows how to do. And it's very interesting to kind of see, like, we know what his defensive ceiling is.
Yeah.
It's one of the best defenders in the league. Now you're kind of thinking, like, okay, you get that every night. Where does the offense, or how high can the offense reach?
Well, we hope that it comes. We hope that it comes soon. And we hope that it comes with a star player that they can attach to him.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the Blazers don't appear to be in that game. And that can be very frustrating to a lot of folks. Well, I hope.
Me too.
I mean, Cooper Flagg. Come on, basketball gods. Cooper Flagg would be nice to put alongside him.
Simmons and Russillo had a little thing of on the podcast of over-under titles. Scoot and Cooper together. They're manifesting.
Scoot and Cooper together?
Yeah. Simmons loves Scoot, man.
All right, good. Hey.
He loves Scoot. Hey, look, when national guys want to talk about the Blazers, I'm all about it.
There you go. We have found out who the cowardice team is that wants to get rid of the tush push. Next on The Fan. The Rules Committee in the National Football League will convene as the league New Year's getting ready to get underway. We got the Combine this week, Underwear Olympics. It does appear that Dylan Gabriel will throw at the Combine.
Good. Somebody's not a coward.
No. We'll talk about that. With Shador Sanders has said he will not. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But it surfaced this morning that there was a team in the National Football League that has proposed to the Rules Committee banning the tush push. And everybody in the NFL circles were like, well, we don't know who it is now, but we're going to find out because we have to find out. Because if you propose a rule change, you got to put your name to it in the NFL. Well, it didn't take long. Diana Rossini, she has the scoop. It is the Green Bay Packers wanting to ban the tush push from the National Football League.
Cowards.
This is the dumbest thing that we've gone over the last couple of seasons. The Philadelphia Eagles are really damn good at the tush push. I mean, they are elite at the tush push. And people are like, unfair. We need to outlaw and ban it. Well, why doesn't another team do it? Like, inherently, there is a skill to the tush push. They've done it with Jason Kelsey as their center. Mm-hmm. They've done it with different guards alongside Jason Kelsey. It's because Jalen Hurts is an animal. Their centers all get low. And spoiler alert, he gets pushed.
Yes.
He gets pushed from behind by Saquon Barkley this year, who's a very strong individual, too.
You have two guys who both squat 600 pounds.
And everybody's like, ban it! It's unfair!
Has there ever been an instance of a play type or style that was so unique to a team and personnel that got this kind of attention?
No. With the Wildcat at the very beginning of the Wildcat.
In the NFL or Arkansas? Or
in the
Dolphins?
NFL with, Ronnie Brown.
Yeah.
But then everybody's like, well, we can do that too.
Yeah.
And they just did it. They just did it, and it was incredible. But, I mean, the ridiculousness of this in the saying we need to ban the tush push is, what are you going to do if there is a, oftentimes you see a defensive tackle come into the backfield, right? And it's mm-hmm. like, we're going to get 1 yard with him. Okay, what if a Haloti Ngata comes back through the NFL where he is low center of gravity, can squat a mountain, and you just say, all right, well, anytime we want 1 yard, we're just going to give it to him, right? You just say, we need to ban that. No. What if there's a quarterback who can throw the ball a mile? And he can just chuck it up there, and you got a super fast receiver that can just run underneath it, and you got Usain Bolt out there, and he can just haul it in, and boom, touchdowns every time. You going to ban that?
Because
no.
Because he's too fast?
Because we can't do it, so they shouldn't be able to do it. We'll find a way to stop it. And I think one thing that the Chiefs tried to do, which is really interesting in the Super Bowl, was they took Chris Jones, and they angled him. Like, he was like at a 45-degree angle, staring at the football, and he tried to just leverage his way and get sideways so linebacker and take up two so a linebacker come up. That still didn't even work for the Chiefs. Like, the Eagles are just really damn good at it, and people are upset because they can get a yard when they need a yard. Every team in the NFL would kill to, we need a yard, we're gonna get a damn yard.
We've got something that's like a 90% success rate.
And it's not successful every time. And it's not like it's something where it's against the rules, because if every team do it, then do it. It's not against the rules. And if you want to outlaw pushing a player forward, then go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. But for every team in the NFL, they don't want to do that, because it benefits every team in the NFL when your running back is getting stood up 4 yards downfield, and here comes your offensive lineman cleaning up and pushing him forward for an extra yard or two. They don't want to do that. But what they want to do is get rid of the tush push because the Eagles are just too good at it.
See, to me, I liken this to banning the shift in baseball. If you don't like it, figure out how to get around it. Teach your guys how to hit the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not, I mean, these are professional sports here, and the whole, oh, it's unfair. It's just dumb. Figure out how to beat it.
Yeah, YouTube chat is popping off. Harley has a good one. Kareem got the dunk banned.
It's not Kareem. It was Wilt Chamberlain. He was dunking free throws.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. Is that good?
I think the closest modern comparison would be Shaq and the fact that they redid stanchions and backboards, like the actual hoop. His physicality was so ridiculous. He was breaking baskets.
I went through that with my son the other day, watching just highlights of Shaq breaking hoops. It was like a 2-minute highlight reel.
He broke a lot of them.
It went from like college into the NBA.
First 2 years in the NBA. They did it, I think, after year two.
And I'll never forget who they were playing. New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They were playing the Nets. And
the one he shattered.
It was just, it was just like, well, we have to stop this game.
They had to stop the game, clean up the broken glass, roll the hoop out, roll the one from the practice arena back through the practice arena and out, and reset it up.
It was crazy. But then there was
Shaq-proof your baskets.
Videos of him like in overseas. I don't know where he was, but he's like overseas in some gym, and it's like you could tell it's like a handheld camcorder that was probably on somebody's shoulder, and they're like, "God, Mr. Shaq, can you dunk?" And he goes up and just rips the entire hoop down. It's like, damn.
Singular most powerful athlete in our lifetime.
He's crazy. But don't take it away.
But we had Hack-a-Shaq. There's a rule change right there.
Yeah.
Hack-a-Shaq.
Yeah.
Somebody was such a dominant interior presence that teams would have rather, the more efficient play was putting him at the free throw line.
Yeah. I was reading, I can't remember where this guy is, but there was a guy who I think he was, I want to say he was like a D2 basketball player, and he was a really good basketball player, but he's a horrific free throw shooter. So he went granny, and he went from shooting like 30 some percent from the free throw line to shooting nearly 70%.
Rick Barry's arguably the greatest free throw shooter of all time.
I still don't understand why Shaquille O'Neal let his ego get in the way of him being but dude, you could have, think of what Shaq could have done if he just would have put his pride aside, gone to the granny free throw, and figured that out.
What was career free throw percentage? Was 53%. You bump him up to 70. I mean, that's how many total free throws did he take in his career? 11,252. So you're basically adding another 1,000.
Be pretty good.
He would be at just under 30,000 career points because he's at 28,596.
Hot damn. Yeah.
Yeah. He led the NBA in free throw attempts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Good God.
But, you know, Barry Bonds in his incredible run was a 0-4.
Oh yeah.
It would have been like saying, no, you can't walk him.
Yeah. you have to face him. What, do you have 151 intentional walks? Something like that?
His on base percentage was ridiculous that year. The Packers, go take a hike on this. Nerd. I have nothing against the Packers. Nerds. I actually like the Packers.
But you're being nerds.
Yeah. Don't try to ban the tush push. Get out of here. Don't do it. Stop it. How about you do that?
It was 120. 120 intentional walks for Barry Bonds. 120 intentional walks.
Dude, he would have hit 120 home runs that year if they didn't
do
that.
God, man. Are you kidding me? Yeah. His on-base percentage was 60.9.
Get him out of here.
The man was on base 61% of the time. 61% of his at-bats, that man reached first base.
In the game of baseball. That's crazy.
OPS of 1422.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
Yeah. I love this text on the Vancouver Ford text line. Oh, you look silly shooting free throws underhand. You know what else looks silly? Shooting 53% from the free throw line. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It looks worse. Mm-hmm. And then saying it was because your hands are too big. And now we see mutants coming over from Serbia named Nikola Jokic, who shoots like 70 some percent from the free throw line. And he's a massive human being, too. He's got really big hands.
I thought part of it stemmed from an old wrist injury and where he couldn't bend his wrist all the way back far enough for a good shooting motion.
Perfect. You know what? Granny shot eliminates that.
Jokic is an 83% career free throw shooter.
83%.
I think Dirk was 90. But those are mutants.
Yeah, they are. What is
Dirk's career free throw rate or free throw percentage was 88.
Okay.
At 7-1. That's nuts.
Give me just a tall player, there's not very many Donovan Klingons, but somebody relative in size.
I mean, Mark Eaton.
Mark Eaton.
Mark Eaton. Let's go Mark Eaton. Mark Eaton was 65.
65%. Yeah. Serviceable.
Serviceable. Like if you can get to 70% as a big, that's serviceable.
Dude, he would have been at practice forever if Doug Ainge was his coach. That was my sixth grade basketball coach.
Go. Got to make free throws.
Seven of ten before we were getting out of that gym.
And Danny was a
Tell you what,
career 85% three-point shooter.
Took us a while to get out of practice.
Did it? Oof.
All right. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. There's a benchmark in the NBA that Phil Jackson popularized. And if you believe Phil Jackson, that means that as of right now, there are only three teams that will be able to win an NBA title this year. Four teams that will be able to win an NBA title. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.